I've been telling y'all for years that what happens in certain fringe states will affect us all if we do not pay attention. And I want you to know about this one, because this is something some of the anti-gun states have been looking at for a while. Before I jump into that, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. And I also want you to check out their new report called $3,200 Gold. It's pretty interesting. It explains the correlation between our rising debt and the rising cost of gold. It's no secret that our government is addicted to printing money, and it's not going to stop. But if you believe that, like I do, then I encourage you to call now and get the free report to understand how rising debt means rising gold. If you ever thought about investing, now is a good time to check it out. It's great information by our friends at Lear Capital. There's absolutely no obligation to purchase, just free education. They will answer your questions. There's a lot of volatility out there, and if you've been considering gold, now is a great time to look into it. Many of you have made purchases. I've done it myself, and I'm very, very glad I did. Call 1-800-260-5075 again. That's 1-800-260-5075, or head to LearGG.com to learn more. All right, y'all. Before I tell you about what's going on with this bill, I have a huge announcement to make. Tomorrow is Tuesday, come on, watch, work, the 20th, February 20th, our new podcast, the Liberty Lounge podcast, goes live tomorrow. I'll have links down below to the YouTube channel as well as the Spotify and Apple podcast link. You can get it wherever you listen to podcasts and download podcasts. I'm looking forward to this. It's a joint collab between myself, my friends Johnny B. and Anthony from Armed Scholar, and we're also going to have many guests from our community and outside of our community. It's an opportunity for us to talk about all things that affect our freedom in this country, and I think it's going to be really, really fun. So check it out, please, and thank you for your consideration. Now, here is something that I want you to know. There's numerous bills that start in places like California and Massachusetts and New York that trickle down to the other anti-gun states because they say, ah, they got away with it, now we should too. Right after the Bruin decision, that took place with all of the states that said, you know what, we're going to make everything a sensitive place. And here's the next bill that I want you to be aware of, because this will start to trickle down, and they want you to register every gun you have and pay to do it every single year. It's Senate Bill 1160 in the state of California. It was introduced on Valentine's Day by Senator Portantino, who loves freedom so much he did this on Valentine's Day. He's the person behind many of California's anti-gun bills. Here's his press release for it. Said Senator Anthony Portantino introduced SB 1160 today, a measure that would require gun owners to annually register their firearms with the California Department of Justice. Here's a quote. SB 1160 will give the state better data and help us understand how many firearms are in private hands and who owns them. Currently, we only have rough estimates on how many firearms are in California. This important step toward registration will also increase accountability and responsible gun ownership as we collectively endeavor to increase public safety. SB 1160 would require every firearm in the state to be annually registered with the Department of Justice. An annual fee would be deposited into a special fund for the purpose of carrying out the administration and enforcement of the firearm registry. The bill would require the department to establish and maintain a system for the annual registration of firearms and make the registration information available to other law enforcement agencies. SB 1160 also requires that reasonable efforts be made to notify firearms dealers, owners, and the public about registration requirements. Under SB 1160, registration will not be deemed as evidence that the firearm is lawfully permitted or that the registrant is the lawful owner of the firearm. The measure will prohibit the possession of an unregistered firearm, a violation that would be punishable as an infraction. Yeah, no, criminals don't follow law. Another quote, this statute, which requires gun owners to register each firearm annually, is an important tool to remind all citizens of the civic responsibility that comes with owning a firearm. Indeed, the historic roots for this statute trace back to colonial America and serve as a reminder that with ownership comes responsibility. And that was Attorney Brian Hennigan, who suggested the bill to the senator. And Senator Portantino, like I said, is California gun controllers' king. During his time in the assembly, he successfully authorized local governments to prohibit the open carry of handguns and rifles in certain areas, and as a senator, he has raised the firearm purchase age in California to 21. He's also authorized legislation related to firearm storage and gun purchase safeguards, as well as legislation that reduces the number of firearms an unlicensed individual is annually able to sell and the frequency with which they are able to sell. Most recently, he authored legislation aimed at preventing tragic school shootings and the major gun reform measure that offers a new tool to combat the rise in gun violence to save lives, a private right of action, meaning you can get sued by private people. Last year, he partnered with Governor Newsom and Attorney General Bonta to enact SB2, which implements significant improvements to strengthen California's existing concealed carry weapon laws. And for those who are unaware, that is the sensitive places doctrine that I mentioned earlier. So this is the guy who is behind just about all of California's gun control, legitimately. And the new one is, hey, you're going to have to register that gun every single year and pay us every single year. And if you don't like it, it's a $1,000 fine. And this will not stop crime. There's no criminal that's going to say, I need to start following this and here's $1,000 for each one of my guns that you don't know about. And of course, this doesn't apply to law enforcement and military personnel in the state. Yeah, and I'm sure it doesn't apply to their private security or whoever they have keeping them safe. I wanted you to be aware of this. This is something that probably will pass in California, and you're going to see Kathy Hochul in New York go, and Michelle Lujan Grisham in New Mexico go, and Maura Healey in Massachusetts go, and in New Jersey, and in Hawaii, you get the point. It's time for us to pull together, get the news out, be aware of what's going on, kind of like the old join or die shirt. I don't know why I can't talk. Join or die shirt. You can get that link below. Try start trading. But wanted you all to be aware. This is something that, as I was in Phoenix, I got to speak to several people that came from California to the event I was speaking at, and they were upset about this bill, and even more upset that nobody knew about it. So here's an effort to make sure people know about it. Like the video and share it so more people understand what's going on. Subscribe to this channel if you want more hard-hitting Second Amendment news every day, as long as I'm not traveling all day like I was yesterday. And also, check out Liberty Lounge. Link to the YouTube channel, the Apple podcast, and the Spotify podcast are down below. It's going to be a really, really good time. I look forward to seeing y'all over there on a long-form conversation format. Until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. It's your right to do that. And it's not a right given to us by the government, and it's not even a right that's given to us by the Constitution. It's already pre-existing that. Take care, y'all.